Well, on Tuesday, the state of Georgia executed its 9th inmate this year. 50-year-old William Sally was put to death by lethal injection after being convicted of killing his father-in-law in 1990. Georgia has executed more people this year than any other state, but it's been more than 2 years since a Georgia jury has handed down a death sentence. Sam Whitehead of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting takes a look at why.
Around 9:30 Tuesday night, attorney Joseph Perkovich made a phone call.
I wanted to be able to speak to my client and explain to him what had happened and say goodbye to him, of course. And then I understand that he was immediately ushered into the death chamber.
Perkovich had just received news the U.S. Supreme Court had rejected William Sally's plea for a stay of execution. Sally was going to die. Perkovich wanted to tell his client himself.
And I was glad to hear from him and you know, just get his last instructions to me. But I'll just sum it up by saying it's a very difficult call to make.
Georgia set a new state record that night, the most executions in a year since the U.S. Supreme Court brought back the death penalty in 1976. And like many of those executed this year, Sally was sentenced during a very different time in Georgia's criminal justice system.
For many years in Georgia and across the South in particular, it was just a free-for-all, really a bloodbath.
Sarah Tatanchi is with the Southern Center for Human Rights. In the past, the nonprofit law firm represented Sally. She says Georgia's public defender system used to be run locally and was understaffed and underfunded.
I mean, you're basically being thrown to the wolves. District attorney's offices had every resource at their disposal, and people facing the death penalty literally had nothing.
In 2005, Georgia remedied that with the launch of a more robust state-run public defender system. But even then, to get life without parole, prosecutors first had to seek the death penalty. Passage of a 2009 law removed that requirement.
And this law allowed for prosecutors to get a sentence that made sure that nobody ever got out of prison, but didn't have the high cost and the long years of appeals that the death penalty does.
And that may have been a significant factor in reducing the number of death penalties that you're seeing.
Fred Bright is no stranger to the death penalty. During his 21 years as a district attorney in central Georgia, he successfully obtained 8 death sentences.
It's not a notch under a belt. This is human life we're talking about. And the bottom line is, I would never ask the jury or seek the death penalty if I could not impose it, vote for it myself, had I been a juror in one of their shoes.
Bright is now retired, and he says most of his death sentences came prior to Georgia's changes to its public defender network and sentencing laws. But he balks at the idea that the old system led to bad rulings.
These cases are litigated on appeal at the yin yang. A death penalty case is literally litigated on appeal 9 different times. It's like a tic-tac-toe board.
But Robert Dunham with the Death Penalty Information Center disagrees. He points to the lack of recent death sentences as proof the old system was broken.
The people who are being executed today are not people whom juries would sentence to death today. And in a very real sense, the people who are being executed in Georgia are the judicial mistakes from the 1990s and the early 2000s.
Attorney Joseph Perkovich argues the gap between sentences and executions speaks to the arbitrary nature of the death sentence, the very thing that led the U.S. Supreme Court to end it in 1972.
There's an ebb and flow to an appetite for capital punishment, and I'm not sure whether we are at an inflection point where there may be an increased desire for that kind of punishment in Georgia.
Either way, there are still 57 men on Georgia's death row. Perkovich says he expects the state to keep up the pace with its executions next year. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.